SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Firefighters in Southern California have yet to contain much of the Franklin fire that's burning west of Los Angeles. City of Malibu spokesman Matt Meyerhoff says it's too soon to know the extent of the damage.
We don't yet have any confirmation on exact levels of damage or total destruction of homes or other structures. We just don't know that. But it is certain that some number of homes are definitely going to be badly damaged.
Audio courtesy of ABC 7 Los Angeles. Some 20,000 residents have evacuated their homes. Also at SRNnews.com, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare's CEO had to be restrained by sheriff officials as he entered a Pennsylvania courtroom.
Please, it's completely out of touch, and it's an insult to the intelligence of the American people.
At a brief hearing yesterday, Luigi Mangione's defense lawyer said his client objects to being extradited to New York for trial. He was denied bail after prosecutors said the 26-year-old suspect was too dangerous to be released. President-elect Trump is promising expedited federal permits for energy projects and other construction worth more than $1 billion. But the idea is likely to run into regulatory and legislative hurdles, including a landmark law that requires federal agencies to consider the environmental impact before deciding on major projects. The latest consumer price index will be released later this morning. Even if there's a mild increase in inflation, analysts don't think that it will be enough to discourage the Federal Reserve from cutting its key interest rate next week. A check on Wall Street, Dow futures are lower this morning, down by 37 points. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is celebrating the LGBT lifestyle.
December 8th was the second Sunday of Advent, but the Department of Health and Human Services was celebrating something entirely different. In a post on X, the department announced, quote, "Today is Pansexual and Panromantic Pride Day. Everyone deserves to be respected and supported no matter whom they love." Pansexual is a term defined by homosexuals as meaning someone who is, quote, "attracted to people of all genders, regardless of their sex or gender identity." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite publicly distancing himself from the conservative initiative known as Project 2025 during the campaign, President Trump is stalking his administration with people who played central roles in developing it. He told NBC News that drafters of the report would be part of his incoming administration, saying that while Project 2025 will not control him, he agrees with many of its ideas. This is SRN News. Taiwan is urging China to move out of nearby waters.
Taiwan is demanding that China end its ongoing military activity in nearby waters, which it says is unilaterally undermining peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait and disrupting international shipping and trade, the foreign ministry said on Wednesday. It was responding in part to the activities of what it says is a large number of Chinese naval and coast guard ships in the first island chain, which includes Japan, Taiwan, and part of the Philippines. Taiwan defense officials say they've detected Chinese ships off Taiwan and further out along this chain. China claims self-governing Taiwan as its territory. I'm Charles DeLazesma.
New Jersey's governor is telling residents that dozens of drone sightings across the state in recent weeks don't appear to pose a public safety concern. More details at SRNnews.com.